You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The Washtenaw Intermediate School District has been facilitating the process of consolidating the Ypsilanti and Willow Run school districts. Part of that process involves finding a name for the new district. The WISD has been soliciting name suggestions from the public, and the person responsible for collecting all those suggestions is WISD Communication Specialist Emma Jackson, who's been gracious enough to join me for a little bit this afternoon to talk about that process. And Emma, do you have an idea of how the response has been so far?
I've received today a total of 40. Okay. We are anticipating we'll receive more.
Are there any suggestions that sort of you could classify as being very similar? Any more most popular suggestions that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, we have gotten a number that include the name Ypsilanti, and people have often, when they've submitted a name, have given a little explanation as to why they feel strongly about including either a name or a moniker to a suggested name. And Ypsilanti rises, we've seen that over and over, whether it's Ypsilanti Consolidated, Ypsilanti Community, Ypsilanti Unified. But we have had some interesting, I guess you could say, submissions from a historical standpoint. A number of suggestions have come in with Woodruff's Grove.
Okay.
Woodruff's Grove Consolidated or Unified. And for longtime Ypsilanti residents, they know that Woodruff's Grove was the settlement that was here in the early 1800s, settled by a gentleman with the last name of Woodruff. So certainly history has played a role in many of the name submissions.
Would you say you've received any suggestions that were a little on the unusual side?
I wouldn't say unusual. I think there have been a few unique submissions. One person submitted Salk Trail, which was the previous name of Michigan Avenue, as a potential name. A number of people have said Huron River or Huron Valley, again, looking at the geographic. Another person submitted Ford Lake Community Schools, explaining that Ford Lake straddles both districts. So geography and, as I said before, history is certainly playing a role in the name submissions.
Sounds like people have given it some very serious thought.
They have. And actually, I had a gentleman call me yesterday, and he said, I've written a poem regarding this whole process. I have not received it yet, but he indicated that he would be sending that along.
Cool. Look forward to hearing that. Now, if somebody has a suggestion, they haven't made it yet, there's still a little bit of time to do it, right?
Absolutely. We're taking submissions through January 15th, which is next week, and they can either email me at ejackson@wash.k12.mi.us, or they can certainly use the Ypsilanti District Library has graciously put out canisters for us to collect ideas.
Okay.
And also all of the school buildings have suggestion boxes in the main office.
All right. The community forums that are coming up, can we talk a little bit more about those, I guess, when they are and what's going to happen at
Sure.
those things?
The first one will be this upcoming Wednesday at Ypsilanti Media Center, Ypsilanti High School Media Center. And that's located in the lower level of the high school. And that will begin at 6:30, and then we will have another one on Saturday, the 19th, at Willow Run in their media center. They call it the Willow Run Intermediate Learning Center,
right,
and it will be in their media center. And that will start at 10 a.m., and we have Dr. Catherine Lawrence, who will be the facilitator for both those sessions.
Okay. Where is she from? She has some experience in this, I guess?
She does. She has quite an extensive and impressive resume, and she is right now a consultant with the University of Michigan. So we're very fortunate that she has agreed to volunteer her services for those two events.
Okay. You talked about probably getting some more suggestions during those forums, but also I guess at those forums you want to kind of try to help have the community help narrow the list down a little?
Yes. We are going to have some discussion and some brainstorming sessions with the folks that come, and hopefully that will generate some more ideas or maybe taking suggestions that have already come forth and maybe reconfiguring them. We would like the community to identify their top choices and what really resonates with them, whether it's the tradition or the geographic or the historic, whatever resonates with the community, we'd like that to be identified during those two events.
Okay, and after the public forums, what's the process from there?
From there, we've pulled together a committee that is made up of students, staff, alumni, community members, business community, that will look at the top choices from the community forums, and they will narrow that down. And then from there, we will do some research to make sure that, you know, there's not another district in the state that holds that name, right, and legally we can proceed with a name. Then the committee will meet again, and they will select one name that will be submitted to the Board of Education for approval.
Okay. You had a meeting coming up on the 24th of January, I think, that you wanted to mention as well?
Yes. We have a major kickoff session January 24th, also at Willow Run in the auditorium. And we are going to be kicking off our work groups. These are the groups that are really going to roll up their sleeves and say, we're going to make this happen, and this is how we're going to proceed with it. We're going to do research, we're going to do development and implementation of what the new district is going to look like. But during that session, we will also have another opportunity for people to provide feedback on the names. At that point, we will have the top three names, and we will have them posted for folks to comment on. But at that point, we feel like we will have exhausted our research and due diligence, and these are the names that are going to go forward. But we want to hear what people have to say about them.
Okay. So essentially, if I'm remembering correctly, Monday is sort of the last day to get a name in.
The 15th.
The 15th, that'd be Tuesday. Okay. Tuesday is the last day. So just one more time, if someone has a last-minute suggestion they want to get in, how do they contact you one more time?
They can send me an email. It's ejackson@wash.k12.mi.us. Or stop by Ypsilanti District Library, any of their locations, any of their four locations, and submit an idea.
Very good. Emma, thank you very much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Emma Jackson is communications specialist for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, and she's collecting name suggestions from the public for the Unified Ypsilanti Willow Run School District.